Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your co-host today, Scott Allison, and we've got Liz Springer with Nationwide, and we're going to talk about what's going on in the insurance world with all the stuff that's going on. It's amazing. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors, as always. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Claire, I'm going to let you kind of take off on this. Before I do, though, you know what I've got to talk about just for a second, though?
Oh, no.
It is Super Bowl Sunday. So I got to get that in before I let y'all talk about it. Ladies, y'all don't even know who's playing today.
The Eagles and the Patriots. Thank you very much.
What she said.
Liz?
Yeah.
Who's going to win?
They're not playing today.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah, of course
Super
they are.
Super Bowl Sunday. Who's going to win?
Definitely the Eagles.
I hope for the Eagles. Yeah. I just don't know for sure.
I'm not rooting for the Eagles.
It's cannot hard to root for the Eagles because you're a Dallas fan.
I'm not going to root for the Eagles. I just can't do it. I actually do like the quarterback that's hurt for the Eagles. I just think he's a nice guy who takes care of a lot of people. He's not even playing, so I'm not rooting for the Eagles. I'm just going to tell you. But anyway.
Actually, I was listening to this station the other day, and I don't remember which DJ it was, but he was talking about it, and he said over three quarters of the nation are rooting for the Eagles.
Well, that's because the Cowboys aren't playing.
I know.
So look at Jeremy over
there. Or the Broncos.
Yeah, the Broncos for sure aren't playing. Like, they get the third or fourth draft pick in the deal because they lost so much. But I'm going to say one last thing, and Jeremy didn't have a mic because he can't jump on this. But, folks, I want you to express an opinion on one sports thing. And I think it's horrible. I'm going to say one thing, ladies. Y'all don't know this. Claire probably even knows this because I've been complaining about it. I probably shouldn't do this. I'll probably get in trouble because you're not supposed to really voice a public opinion and stuff. But the UIL. Did you see what's going on? Right. I keep up with Sonora and I keep up with San Angelo.
They're switching up the district and making them drive for hours
for the
and
kids.
Hours.
You know, we have a lot of great teams right around our location here that could play each other and don't have to travel. And the kids have to go way, way off, you know, especially if they got school the next day. You know, I'm not just talking about football, which, you know, that's my sport, but all the other sports to have to travel and do that.
I totally agree with that. That's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous.
I don't understand why they do that.
On a Wednesday night, they make the boys drive home till 2 in the morning.
I don't think it's fair. Jeremy, jump in here just real quick on this bike. Is that fair?
No, it's not fair at all. I mean, Lakeview got a nice break for them. They drop down so they can play schools a little bit closer. But, Central is going to the Metroplex, which makes no sense. We have, you know, Midland, Odessa, Abilene, all these other schools just nearby. You mentioned for the kids. I mean, you got to think about the parents too. They got to pick up these kids at 2, 3, 4 a.m. now. You know, for all these other sports, and the coaches.
Yeah, not fair.
I just don't. Well, and I, of course, I'm a Sonora boy too. But look, what's wrong with? It's just not right. So anyway, I just got my two cents in, girls. Now I'm going to turn over. Y'all.
I totally understand, Scott.
Okay, I'm done with my complaints.
Done venting. So,
and Claire, and this will be the last football for a long, long time.
Oh, man.
So get those tears out of here. Okay, ladies, I'm going to let y'all talk about insurance.
Do you want me to do the open houses now or later?
I will let y'all do that last.
Okay.
Go, girls.
Okay. Well, I have Liz Springer with Nationwide here with me. She came and was a sponsor for our luncheon, the Realtor Luncheon last Thursday. Did an amazing job. Thank you so much for sponsoring. It was wonderful. I was just going to ask you a couple questions so you could enlighten our listeners. And with all the hurricanes and all the fires in California, hurricanes all up
flooding.
The coast, flooding everywhere. How is that affecting your insurance, our insurance, Nationwide?
Well, it's affected the insurance industry in a whole, obviously, very much. We've had, obviously thousands and, you know, lots of losses. Claims are off the charts. And, you know, it's really hard when you're trying to take really good care of realtors and, you know, quote your buyers and give them a really good fair price and go out and inspect the properties, pre-inspect before closing and make sure that there's, you know, if there's anything that needs to be done for the buyer, that the seller, you know, is there to take care of those things prior to closing so that the buyer's not left with that after closing. However, we've been running into, policies canceling after they move in, even after we've looked at it, trying to eliminate, that possibility of it being canceled. But of course, what people don't understand is that, you know, the Copeland agency has put in place to have them pre-inspected prior to closing, because that's, you know, that's us trying to take care of our realtors and take care of the realtors' buyers. However, the carrier, you know, we do more than just Nationwide, as you know.
Yes, I know.
We're a independent agency. Nationwide's our main carrier, but we also offer national. Travelers and ASI, Safeco, Progressive, and the actual carrier will go out there after the house is closed, following up with just verification of that the house is there, and mm-hmm. and of course they'll do their inspection, and they're just getting pickier and pickier and pickier because of the losses. Of the massive losses
and the liability that's coming from all of it.
Yeah, I guess so. And so they're picking, Claire. They are picking, raised concrete up. You know, because that is truly a risk and a liability for the homeowner if somebody comes over and trips over a piece of raised concrete in the driveway and plants their face, you know, and their teeth, and you know they're going to the hospital.
But that's tough because. Any house that has trees, the roots are going to grow under the driveway. It's going to pop up, or the sidewalk,
exactly.
or what have you. I mean, like
exactly.
Santa Rita, for instance. I mean, mm-hmm. how many driveways do you know that don't have a problem?
Correct.
It's ridiculous.
So that's the kind of stuff that we're running into right now. And, you know, I always get grief over asking the buyer if they have a dog. And, in fact, the buyers will ask me, you know, why are you asking me if I have a dog?